WHAN Radio does not share the same views and opinions of Radio Rubber Room, nor should anyone.
A story which contains more than first meets the ear.
Time does not pay.
What is up? This is Radio Rubber Room coming to you live on WHAN 1430 AM and also heard on 102.9 FM. We are broadcasting live from the center of the universe and podcasting all over the world. www.radiorubberroom.podbean.com. We've got a great show for you tonight. Brand new great microphones.
We're
talking into. And we have Red Light Rodeo here with us. What's going on, fellas?
Not too much. We're doing all right.
Doing good?
Yep.
You look good. You guys look good.
Well, thank you.
You guys, like, really cleaned up for this.
No, we always wear these, even for practice and for recording and everything else. We got a little band.
Band on the radio.
You guys have a dress code for rehearsals.
We do.
That's very good. I mean, it's good to have that standard, to keep that standard going.
It's nice to get dressed up for the radio, especially.
Yeah.
And I you guys are lucky too. I didn't know you guys were going to be looking so good, but I did rarely shower today.
Oh, well, thank you, man.
Before
thank
the show.
You, really
it's like a
this.
Tradition that I don't, but I broke tradition tonight.
Well,
so
thank you.
Well, man, who's
just
that
for you guys.
Miller, is that you?
Just for
oh,
you
guys.
Oh,
that's me. You can smell me through the glass.
You're isolated from us, though.
I'm quite pungent.
He's very...
of humanity. Seeping through the holes in the wall.
And oozes through the wall. So what's good with you, Sean?
Same old, you know, I've adopted your old mic in here.
So it smells like Derek's breath.
It's got Derek's breath smell, yeah.
Oh, that's... I do brush my teeth.
Well...
Always.
It smells like cactus juice.
Oh, yeah?
It's got that cactusy odor.
I do love my cactus juice.
Cool. So, big announcement. We got several kind of big announcements. December, first week of December, we are doing...
Did you forget?
Do you want to...
Oh, the Radio Rubber Room Rock and Roll Scream Off.
It's actually called Screamageddon. So, early in December, it'll be a contest. And we'll have more information later, but it will be a screaming contest. Winner takes all.
This is Sean's baby, by the way.
It is.
Sean's
it is
pet project.
It's going to be pretty cool.
Yeah.
Him and Radley came together on it.
That's good to see you guys getting along with that. Anything else there, Dan? You said you had several big announcements.
Well, that was like several big announcements.
Oh, I get
felt
it.
Like,
yeah. I get it.
And all in one. I like to
weighted.
To summarize all my announcements into one.
You guys know that RBA Magazine did like an ad of us in the past week. It was pretty cool.
Yeah.
I think RVA Magazine is probably going to blow up now.
You guys are really good.
Thanks, well, thank you. Man. We appreciate that.
We were doing the creepy family photo thing, so I thought that worked out well.
So, guys, tell us a little bit about Red Light Rodeo.
Well, started off years and years ago. Me and Zach, the bassist over here, we started off playing about the same time and started jamming about the same time. And so we played just by ourselves for a long time, wrote, you know, silly little songs and shit. And then, eventually we, you know, got together and we started playing gigs and,
decided to be serious about it.
And eventually, last year,
we're serious?
Sometimes. Last year, sort of mid-December, we met, Miller over there, who plays mandolin with us.
How long ago?
About a year ago, I met Miller stumbling around in a back alley with his mandolin trying to play a song. And we just knew he had Red Light Rodeo material written all over his face, so we took him in.
And that's that's when it became official.
That's when it became official.
Is that when it became Facebook official?
Just about.
Pretty close?
Yeah, pretty close.
Just about.
Pretty close.
That's good. That's good. So
And when the name came around.
Yeah.
What's where's that name come from?
Zach and I were standing in front of the Camel when we were playing. This was actually before Miller had showed up. And
but you were just standing outside the front and playing?
Yeah, no, standing outside the front of the Camel when we were playing a show there. I was taking a cigarette break. And
I remember loitering, but...
Well, loitering, cigarette break, pretty much the same thing. We were talking to each other and just trying to figure out a sort of really raunchy sound and dirty sound and name. And I looked up and looked up at the... people sort of revving their engines up at the street light down the street and went, Red Light Rodeo. And Zach kind of looked up and nodded and went, yeah, I like it.
So after the first 10 ones that we went through that I will not name right now because it's probably
vulgar. Most of them are pretty vulgar.
That worked out.
Well, fantastic. So while you guys were all of that was happening, I'm sure Miller was over here in the alley playing the mandolin.
He probably hadn't showed up yet because he was dilly-dallying at home or something. Yeah. He was on his way. He tends to do that.
I
was
like, no, this is all news to me. I didn't realize that you guys even played with the camera.
Do you a lot of dilly-dallying?
Miller does.
I'm slow, notoriously late, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I'm pretty genetically predispositioned to be slow and lazy.
Yeah, you're dilly-dallying.
Sometimes I move slower than the tectonic plates.
I feel like hanging out with you, Sean, is preparing me for fatherhood.
Yeah, I definitely agree. Because
I got to be like, Sean, you forgot your shirt. Yeah. Sean, get in the car.
Yeah. I'm just scatterbrain one, trying to grab four things at once when the rest of the band's already in the band, you know.
So Miller, he not the man child, or he is the man child of the band.
Well, Miller's the pretty one. Zach is the intellectual, and I'm the drunk.
Oh, okay, cool. We should hang out a little bit more.
All right, yeah.
Well, we do have to take a break. Play a tune. We're gonna be back with some more from Red Light Rodeo, hearing some live tunes from them. But right now, this is Zach, your other band, who just released an album.
Ah, yes.
This past week.
Southern Bells.
Put on a killer show. This is the Southern Bells. I've been digging the album, by the way. I listened to it a lot today. And this is Wave.
Well, thank you.
The air ain't sure smells cleaner way up here. I'm losing problems and some fear.
The Republic small plates, soups, salads, sandwiches, and entrees with international flair. Comfort food for Richmond. Fill up your belly while not emptying your wallet. The Republic, 2053 West Broad Street. Weekly dance parties and live entertainment almost every night. Locally owned and operated. The Republic, RVA.com. The Republic, 2053 West Broad Street, Richmond.
Sometimes it's hard for me to wind down after a long day of working on Radio Rubber Room.
Man, I'm so jacked up on coffee right now I can't sleep, eat, or even take a seat on the couch, not even for a moment.
I'm paranoid. Are you recording this?
Do you sometimes find it hard to relax? Your mind is running, and you can't chill out on the couch and just forget about the day? New from Spoof Co. comes Relaxation Juice. Take just one sip of Relaxation Juice and forget about your troubles from the day.
It has like a slimy texture with leafy chunks in it.
Man, it tastes like the jungle just roundhouse kicked my face.
It's pretty good, actually.
Made from the most natural of ingredients and pharmaceutical chemicals.
Man, I'm so relaxed. It's like the couch is becoming me.
Whoa, Sean. When did you get here?
I'm freaking out right now. How do I know if I am me? I don't know anything anymore.
Relaxation juice is made from a highly dangerous combination of dangerous chemicals, making it illegal to create, possess, and consume this product on 6 6/7 out of 7 continents.
It's like I can't even tell that my body is a part of me. I'm paralyzed, man. I gotta get away from this llama.
Help me!
I feel like all the atoms inside me are boiling and crashing into each other. Am I a part of the universe anymore?
I don't know what you guys are talking about. I'm so relaxed.
Seriously, do not come into contact with relaxation juice in any way. Relaxation juice may cause hallucinations of llamas, Angreon, termites, wooden shoes, and Optimus Prime.
Yes.
Simon, sweetie.
What is it, Mom? I'm kind of busy right now.
Simon, baby, what are you doing in there?
I'm fighting my action figures right now, Mom, and using my imagination.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry, sweetie. I just wanted to let you know your favorite show, Radio Rubber Room, is on.
Oh, sweet. I'll be ready in 15 seconds.
I knew it was your favorite, sweetie.
Thanks, Mom. I love you.
I love you too, sweetie.
Yes.
Radio Rubber Room, it's a show without any S's in the name.
Why do I put the cork back in the bottle? Why should I take the time to say goodnight? Why do them sweet gals lie and say they love me? I never asked to lead this wicked life. Well, preacher says that this life is just suffering. I wish that I could tell you that's a lie. But here I sit at midnight drunk and weeping. I grit my teeth and watch you pass me by. Why do I put the cork back in the bottle? Why should I take the time to say goodnight? Why do them sweet gals lie and say they love me? I never asked to lead this wicked life. Chilly air. I never paint to guide my shame. Why do I put the cork back in the bottle? Why should I take the time to say goodnight? Why do them sweet gals lie and say they love me? I'm never asked to lead this wicked life. Just to buy this glass of whiskey. Seems like suffering's the only thing that's free. Why do I put the cork back in the bottle? Why should I take the time to say goodnight? Why do them sweet gals lie and say they love me? I never asked to lead this wicked life. Try to find your own love's edge of laughter to outweigh all them rolling tears you cry. Why do I put the cork back in the bottle? Why should I take the time to say goodnight? Why do them sweet gals lie and say they love me? Well, I've never asked to lead this wicked life. One more time, boys. Why do I put the cork back in the bottle? Why should I take the time to say goodnight? Why do them sweet gals lie and say they love me? Well, I never asked to lead this wicked life.
Yes. That was Why Do I Put the Cork Back in the Bottle by Red Light Rodeo here on Radio Rubber Room. And so why do you put the cork back in the bottle?
I try not to, honestly.
Yeah.
Every once in a while, you know, you gotta get some sleep. Or
it's true.
Something like that.
It's the judge true. Comes to your house.
Yeah.
you've had judges make house calls?
I tell you what, out of my place, not so much judges, but we have had some sheriffs. I live out in Bumpus County.
Gotcha.
If anybody listening out there, good on them. So I live out in Bumpus County, and about a month ago, I wasn't at the house, but my buddy was, and he hears a knock on the door, and the dogs start barking and stuff like that, and in walks the sheriff and his deputy, and they both got their hands on their guns,
mm-hmm.
You know, not drawn, but they had their hands on them, and they were looking for some guy, and apparently they had pinged his cell phone or something.
Oh, really?
Near my house, yeah.
And they said the wrong house.
Yeah, that or the guy was just on our property or something. We got 21 acres, so.
That's crazy. Oh, wow, man. Out there. Yeah. Well, I'm glad you checked it out first and just didn't, like, come in. Yeah.
Do you got, like, ATVs and...
No, I got horses instead.
Okay.
Well, cool, so...
kind of like an ATV, right?
So, sort of, yeah.
Killer Tune, guys. Where can people catch you coming up soon? Where can they catch... I'm stumbling over my words. Yeah. Where can they catch Red Light Rodeo live?
Well, the closest here in Richmond is going to be October the 14th at the Camel with the Inflatables.
Yep.
But that weekend, we're actually doing a little run. We're playing Friday the 12th in Crozet at a place called Far Downers. Saturday the 13th at Horseshoe Bend in Scottsville. And then Sunday on the 14th beforehand, we're actually playing a new brewery, which is in Scottsville, called James River Brewery.
Which I do have to say has some great beer.
Yeah,
great beer, cool place.
Did you just say all of those dates were on the 14th?
No.
12th, 13th, and 14th.
You gotta talk slow for him sometimes. You gotta talk slow.
Right.
12 and 14, I get them confused all the time.
11?
Favorite number.
And then, after that, I think Hardywood on November the 2nd.
Oh, no, it's the 21st. We're playing with them again.
We don't know what's going on yet.
Oh, really? Okay.
It's not booked.
Don't spoil it.
No, I'm sorry about that.
Leave them hanging. Leave them hanging.
Yeah, big surprise. And then, that'll be in part two.
And then Tobacco Company, October 20th, 21st. Next Richmond Music Review.
That may be happening.
Oh, I think you just blew.
Yeah. Yeah, I think we might all be talking about the same thing.
Yeah. Wait, what I do?
They said they don't. It's not booked yet, so maybe the tobacco company.
No, it's gonna. It's not completely booked yet. Don't worry. But they are booked for it, so you will be able to see them there.
So I'm only speculating because I'm in another room. But it sounds like you guys are playing stringed instruments.
That's true.
Yeah, there's no pianos or drums in here.
Like a couple of mandolins, maybe, or something?
No, it's one guitar, one mandolin, and one bass.
Like, I gotta wonder about the mandolin. Is that like an instrument you just grow up as a little kid wanting to be the best at? Or did you pick up?
Oh, man, I was a guitar. Most mandolin players start out on the guitar, and one reason or another moved to this because they're. Guitar players are dying for a dozen, you know, let's face it. But I saw Oh Brother Where Art Thou when I was in high school, and that turned me on to this whole type of music, basically.
Oh, man. Such a great movie.
It all went from there, such a great movie.
God bless the Coen Brothers.
Yeah, I know.
Amen.
So I'm guessing a couple of you guys are multi-instrumentalists.
Yeah, all of us are.
Is there any instruments that you like? Wish you could play that you envy the people that have that ability?
For me, there's two. I've tried over and over again to play the fiddle, and I've never have gotten it right. And also, I'd love to be able to play accordion.
Are you kidding?
Oh, man.
Those are my two. I was going to say.
Well, you're at least working on fiddle.
I'm on my way with the fiddle. I'm a couple months in. But fiddle and then accordion, eventually.
Yeah, my great-grandfather played
if
accordion.
If you guys are on the same page with that, you know, maybe you guys get together and like work on that together, huh?
Yeah. You guys could be like is there an accordion trio? Because, you know, I don't know if the band wants to go in a different direction.
I would never put my hands on an accordion.
No, I
would quit the band at that point.
Have you tried the accordion?
I have tried the accordion. It made a bit more sense to me, but I don't have an accordion to play on.
Why?
So it's hard for me to...
Oh.
Go ahead, buddy.
Why the immediate hate towards accordions if you're like, I will never put my hand on?
Have you ever heard of perfect pitch?
Yes.
It's when you throw a banjo out of a moving car and it lands on the accordion. they aggravate me. It's a treacherous sound right there. I do not like it.
I don't think that would be sitting with us. But
so really bad harmonica
also
player.
Also, speaking of instrumentation, though, we do sometimes have the extended, what do we call it, the orchestra, the big band. We have
Mike Emmons on the dobro and Stavros Kalos playing fiddle with us sometimes. We did that at the... our last gig down at Legends, and so that's the extended band, but we are the core of the band.
Yeah,
you man, playing the brewery, man, those are some of the best gigs out there. You know, it's not a college, but wow, man, like, you know, being paid in beer is probably one of the most gratifying things ever.
Plus they give us money, too. So
yeah.
Well, the beer's the big ticket item.
That's
the money is just
broke.
Kind of a bonus.
Yeah. Actually, funny you said that, because... I'm the only one that usually drinks beer at gigs. Yeah. Miller is a gluten-free person, so he can't have most beer.
I'm intolerant, yes.
Oh, man.
Did you get down on any gluten-free beers?
Yeah, I'm holding one right here, actually.
Oh, that is right in front of my face.
What is that? That looks
River
pretty
City
good.
Sellers,
oh, cool.
It is New Planet Off the Grid Pale Ale.
What does gluten even taste?
It's from Colorado.
Oh, cool.
Is it tasty?
They're tasty. The problem is they're not... widely available, so if I go to a bar with my friends, I have to decide whether I want to drink liquor or wine, and that's just shameful.
Everything.
So I usually end up
not shameful, because as Zach was saying, you know, he's the only one who really drinks beer at the gigs usually. Miller drinks whatever he can find, and I tend to go for gin and tonics.
No, I was saying wine is shameful. You don't.
Wine is
shameful.
Yeah.
Wine in a bar.
Unless you're French.
Or a girl.
Or a girl. French or a girl.
Does it seem like everything good is beginning to come from either Colorado or Virginia as of recently? I mean, it seems like everything that's cool is like...
Well, yeah, you got the beer from Colorado and you got us from Virginia.
That's right.
Hell yeah. Oh, yeah.
We have a complete show, man.
Some good ones.
Cool. So, I mean, the Hardywood Park gig... they don't have a gluten-free beer for you yet, do they?
No, I'm always very conflicted when I play a brewery.
Yeah, well, maybe, suggestion box.
Yeah, exactly. Suggestion.
There's not, and now also, I found out this earlier. You like High Life with rimmed with jalapeno.
No, that's one of Zach's favorite jokes, which. has irritated and alienated most of his friends.
If you leave the room, take your beer with you.
Because I walked in the room earlier before we came on, and he's rubbing a jalapeno on there.
And trying to put the seeds down in the beer. That's the other thing.
That's a classic Zach move right there.
Where did the jalapeno come from? Did you like whip it out of your pocket?
He brought it with him.
He's always got, probably the last 10 times I've hung out with this guy, he's just had a, like some hot pepper habanero or whatever.
I keep peppers around. Pocket. It's kind of a medicinal thing, and also a fun prank for your friends.
I've heard similar things to that, like a medicinal jalapeno thing.
Great for allergies. To keep my nose clean if you keep, I'm all stopped up.
If you keep, just smell them or do you eat them?
Sometimes I'll actually shove one right in my nose.
Oh, dude, that's
if
brilliant.
It's really bad, but
I haven't
you
tried
to
that
eat
yet.
Them.
If you just
go ahead.
If you just have garlic on you, vampires don't come.
Oh, I keep that too.
Yeah,
that's true.
So it's very therapeutic.
What's the what's your Scoville? It's Scoville, right?
Scoville.
Yeah. What's your Scoville like threshold? Like, where can you not handle it anymore, man?
I haven't found it yet.
No. This man smokes like snorts like lines of
sure. I've had ghost peppers before. I've had sauces made out of ghost pepper and like chilies with ghost peppers. They're hot. They're definitely hot, but I haven't been unable to take it yet.
Now, do you do it for the psychedelic effects? Because at some point, don't like ghost peppers or Scoville units just like start tripping you out?
You definitely get a buzz sometimes, and that's another bonus. That's another bonus right there.
I think that's one of my favorite Simpsons episodes ever. eats the chili.
Yeah.
Spirit quest.
Candle wax down his throat.
Yeah. So
the I've recently started doing something with potatoes. Because I'm a guy and I'm single, I ate 3 potatoes for dinner the other day, and I was like, wow, like I felt like I was like, you know, kind of buzzing, man. I felt great. So a buddy of mine, I was telling my buddy about it, and he was like, yeah, that's because you're walking on the edge of death. Like all the sugar in those potatoes are turning you into a diabetic. So I thought that was interesting.
Well, you know,
do not use potatoes to get high.
Also, potatoes are in the same family as Deadly Nightshade.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. So you could have been walking that razor's edge.
Yeah, that's what he says.
Good
man.
To know. Good to know.
I could have been dead, dude.
Well, exactly. Good to know. You made it through, but now everyone learned a lesson.
If like, I overdose on potatoes, though, I wouldn't be sad that I died. Yeah. Like, oh, how did he die? Overdosed on potatoes. Dude.
I almost did that, Sean.
Well, guys, it is time to take another break, but I'm glad we just informed our listeners about potato
Put
safety.
Down the potato.
About potato safety. We're going to be back with plenty more of Red Light Rodeo. Right now, this is Big Enough with Running from the Sun.
señor. Me llamo Jorge García Vega, Santiago Villalobos. Vivo en el mar y estoy enamorado con un tiburón. Como el sol, así son mis zapatos. El burro es un mentiroso y ladrón. No le puedes contar. Me dio un condón lleno con mayonesa. It's Radio Rubber Room. ¡Ay! Y ya me voy para hacer cosquillas a las nalgas de mi esposa.
The Tobacco Company, located on the corner of East Cary and 12th Street in historic Chaco Bottom. For 30 years, the Tobacco Company has been a staple for dining and entertainment here in Richmond. Their upstairs and downstairs dining area and Victorian lounge make it a perfect place to bring a date. Use their antique elevator to access the ground floor nightclub. The Tobacco Company has live entertainment Thursday through Sunday. The Tobacco Company, 1201 East Cary Street. For more information, visit thetobaccocompany.com.
Hey guys, Sean here from Radio Rubber Room. Driving can be tough if you're drunk or blind or a baby. Driving assistance monkeys are now being trained thanks to a new method of training that I developed in Grandpa's tool shed. Just remove driving assistance monkey from the fresh seal packaging. Don't worry, they're in a state of hibernation. They did, in their favor, just complete a rigorous training program and travel a long way to get to you. All it takes to activate your monkey is a firm shaking. Once awakened, your driving assistance monkey is ready to drive right out of the box. Drive home from the bar or hospital in style. Thanks to a loophole in federal law, driving assistance monkeys are not subject to traffic violations. Your driving assistance monkey will get you there fast. How fast? Faster than you can tell it where you're going. Driving assistance monkey preemptively decides your destination. Avoiding to yield to traffic, roads, or pedestrians, your driving assistance monkey will get you there using the most direct route. In time, it will learn your area and be able to do tasks on its own, such as go to the grocery store, return books to the library, score drugs, and pick up the kids from school. Don't worry, driving assistance monkey is great with kids, gently smacking troublesome children in the face or throwing feces at them. Each driving assistance monkey comes with monkey-sized driving cap, flavored reward tokens, and emergency sleepy time syringe, just in case of a rebellious monkey. Don't forget to ask about Kitchen Help Gorilla, making culinary tasks a breeze with his knowledge of fire and steel. You'll love having my monkeys around. They'll most likely obey your every command.
From the Spoofco Aluminium Collection comes Sean S. Austin the First. Known as one of the most revered and quintessential single-key keyboardists of all time. You'll cry like a woman when you hear him play such riveting hits as C. Sean spent years inventing and mastering his own instrument, the single-key keyboard. A collection of mind-blowing songs that will make you question the meaning of life. Get G. And F sharp. G slightly faster. Also, lament in C sharp. This album will penetrate your ear holes like a typhoon. And when your brain explodes, there will only be one thing you hear. The accumulation of all music. Sean S. Austin I will go down as the single greatest single-key keyboardist of all time. Buy his critically acclaimed album on vinyl and 8-track today. You'll get 5 of Sean's hits. That's a total of 40 seconds of music that you'll be sure to hear every single time you listen to it. Now available on cassette tape.
We've all seen them, salivating outside of a Subway. You've told yourself, maybe next week, or sometime soon. Every minute you wait, a stoner sobers up. This can lead him or her to make terrible decisions, like get a job, shower, or be productive. Millions of stoners die each day from soberness-related injuries. Others become maimed from activities such as doing things or trying to read. Without stoners, there wouldn't be anyone to laugh at Seth Rogen movies. This is Isaac. He's a 35-year-old man that still lives with his mother. Isaac frequently has difficulties acquiring sandwiches that are essential to his happiness. During dry times, Isaac can potentially have dramatic mood swings, causing madness that can lead to uncontrollable acts like punching a baby, bestiality, and watching Sex in the City DVD title screen for 14 hours at a time. But who cares? He's not your stoner. Why should you care? Because he is a stoner, and he needs weed to stay happy. I'm Sarah McLaughlin, and for just pennies a day, you can assure that Isaac has the basic requirements he needs to get by. 90% of each dollar you spend goes directly towards crucial amenities, like Doritos, Family Guy DVDs, and the grass that each stoner needs to live a fulfilling life. You'll most likely receive pictures of your stoner, showing their progress. And there's a strong possibility your stoner will show up at your house at all hours to show you his grateful debt tapes. And that will give you a sense of personal gratification that you just can't buy. All you have to do is step up and say, I'm going to help this stoner. Because he needs you to help him get high. This ad was paid for by Christian Stoner PC.
Welcome, my friends, to Alejandro's fine world of art. I'm Alejandro, your host, and today we will be painting a still life of fruit on a table. First, pick your fruit and lay it gracefully on the table. Accent your fruit with candles and a bottle of fine wine for atmosphere. Be sure the fruit reflects the light just right. You can increase the luster by moistening them with oil. Apply generous amounts of oil to both hands and massage the fruit back and forth, showing plenty of attention to the tip. That should do it. Today, I will be working with pastels. Mix the pastels until they are sticky, but still firm. Yes, sticky and firm. I prefer to use my hands so I can get very familiar with my material. Begin by sketching the basic shape of the fruit, so round and succulent. Round and succulent. Next, apply the paint in long, smooth strokes, making sure to accent the natural curves of the fruit. Oh yes, just like that. That's right, flick the brush around, yes, flick it for texture, right there, almost done, that's the spot. Oh dear. All finished. What a masterpiece. This has been Alejandro's fine world of art. Join us next time.
Yeah! Viper Crover here. And you don't have to tell me how badass your polar bear wrestling skills are. I gave birth to the first polar bear.
Radical!
Yeah! Extreme polar bear birth!
Extreme! Extreme!
Nothing gets me more hyped than Radio Rubber Room. There's only one thing that gets me more energized, and that's getting dragged by a horse!
Extreme!
Nipple clamp! Ha!
Yeah!
Computers are for sissy boys. I only listen to Radio Rubber Room through the metal plate in my head.
Yeah!
But if you want to hear Radio Rubber Room, go to www.radiorubberroom.podbean.com. Now! Radio Rubber Room! Awesome!
Darling, why does it hurt so? Darling, why does it hurt so? Why does it hurt so much when I think about your touch? Darling, why does it hurt so? I tried to tell you that I love you. I tried to tell you that I care. But darling, I don't know your feelings. It seems like this life just ain't fair. And darling, why does it hurt so?
miss when I think about your kiss. Darling, why does it hurt so?
Darlin', why does it hurt so? Live by Red Light Radio here on Radio Rubber Room.
So how are you feeling there, Dan, buddy?
I'm feeling all right, man. Little parched in here. It's a little hot. You
wanna,
having hot flashes.
You want to try some of this iced tea, man? It's Gallagher's. Every bit comes off juice that he smashed into the audience.
Oh, word.
And then it was collected.
Awesome.
How did you come about that? How did you come across that?
Me got together with Gallagher. I was like, can't be wasting all this juice, man.
You hang out with Gallagher?
It's Gallagher's. Oh. Spelled with the K, dude.
Well, that's way less mystifying to me.
Yep.
Well, if you don't want any of that, I was drinking a lot of Gatorade earlier. You can just suck my nipple.
No, I'm not going to breastfeed with you, Sean. Definitely will not do that.
Hey, if you guys, like, if I ever got in an accident and I lost both my nipples, would one of you guys be willing to donate to me one nipple?
Can't do it.
So
man.
That I could at least. I feel
like, why would we both be uneven then?
If I had a third nipple, I would definitely donate that to you. But
yeah, I mean, why would you want us to both be uneven?
Like, could I get a third nipple from a cadaver? Like, do they do nipple transplants?
I bet they do.
It never hurts to ask the question. Huh. You know, never hurts to ask the question.
That sounds like the beginning of a plot to a horror movie, though.
Like if I could,
you get
maybe,
a nipple planted on your.
Yeah, you can get like
a stem cell thing.
You can get like a werewolf nipple or something. That's gonna happen
during the full moon. It like bushes out an afro.
I feel like it would never be in the same spot. It would just look fake. It'll be rock hard. It'll be pointing straight up to the sky all the time. Like look like a pencil eraser.
It's how you know. It's how you know if you're going north or not.
It's just not a natural nipple.
They actually only point directly north.
I think I need nipple implants because I have huge, like, surface of the nipple, but then I have, like, no, barely no nipple. So maybe I can get a nipple implant.
Like I said, yeah, look into it, man. It never hurts to ask the question. Never hurts to ask the question.
It doesn't. If you don't ask, man, you
Google
shall
it.
Not receive.
Google it right now. Find out. I'm sure I'm sure there's somebody who does that.
Yeah.
It'd be interesting.
Now, guys, you guys are telling me before the show, we were talking a little earlier, you guys have a bunch of traditions?
We do,
like band
yeah.
traditions?
Yeah.
What are some of those?
Well, let's see. Any place we can, before a show, we all take a shot of Jaeger together.
That's a lot of band traditions.
Well, yeah. We only do one because we drink other things usually, but we do that, and we have a special secret toast, which I will not repeat on the air.
What is it, though?
Oh, he can. He can't repeat.
No, I can't. Yeah, it's top secret.
You got a bottle in here?
Yeah, if you got some Jaeger, we'll teach you.
We do not right now.
Okay.
But if I promise you next Jaeger
time.
Later.
Oh, I got the emergency Jaeger.
Can we IOU it?
I do.
No.
Okay.
Me and
the boys
Derek,
are saying no.
Okay.
Yeah, me
you'll
Derek
have
and
to come spy on us at a gig or something.
So you guys have a secret handshake.
Secret
toast. And the costumes, the other big thing. They call it a uniform.
Yeah, there, well, there's the uniform. There's also costume.
So what is the exact uniform policy? Because, okay, looking around, I see boots.
Yeah, we all wear cowboy boots, jeans, preferably. Except Miller messed
Yeah, he's not wearing jeans. Did you guys, like, dock him?
Yeah, we do, yeah. We dock him for pay.
Yeah, he's getting paid less and less tonight.
Beyond that, it's Western cut shirts and bolo ties.
Yeah, let's face it.
I do like the bolo ties.
Yeah,
the
Well, thank you.
Do any of you gentlemen have, like, a small animal skull bolo tie?
Not anymore. I used to when I was a kid. Zach, he's the one with the big collection. Do you?
Yeah, I have one somewhere.
I know
yeah.
where you can get, like, a small animal.
I'd like to get an elephant shrew as my bolo.
Well, I was thinking, like, awesome. A squirrel skull. I think that'd be
That'd be cool. I'd love to have a bison.
Yeah.
That would weigh a lot, man. Yeah.
It can be
but back
bison.
To bolo ties. I think he's just talking about an actual bison.
He just wants one.
Yeah.
I would gallop into town on it.
So you do have a large collection, you said. How many is in that collection?
At least 20, maybe.
20?
Yeah.
They're all like a lot of bolos. Boy Scout bolos.
Yeah, most of them, actually.
It's like my granddad died, man. I showed up late because I think I had gigs or something. And the only thing I could get is a memorabilia from him was all of his old bolo ties that none of my other cousins wanted.
Oh,
so
that's
I took
cool.
Them
that's actually pretty cool. Now yeah, they're probably all jealous.
Every single one of them.
No,
like, he got all the bolos.
I just, like, swing them around when I'm in my free time.
Have you ever thought about having, like, a bolo show?
Now, guys, how does that compare to your collections?
Closer?
You're looking at my collection.
Yeah. These boys are late in the game, let me tell you what.
I have two right now, but one of them I usually don't wear. It's fairly graphic. Yeah.
Okay.
Don't wear it in polite company, especially not on the radio. Like,
you really like to talk about things you can't talk about on the radio.
I do, yeah. most of my life.
We were just warned strictly by you guys before we came in, so we figured we should probably
Consequently, we had to brief our fearless leader.
Yeah.
The next conversation. So if people want to hear these stories... Just go to a red light radio show.
Yeah, and about like halfway
through.
Yeah,
I want to hear the stories, guys.
Give them some Jaeger.
Give them some Jaeger.
Get us some Jaeger about halfway through. Vinny, our fearless leader here, will have a good buzz on. He'll tell you anything you need to know.
Yeah, pretty much.
These guys also are an endless repository of jokes.
Really
dirty
jokes.
Really dirty jokes as well.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you ever incorporate that into your sets? Like, are you telling jokes on stage?
Oh, don't be the comedian. Are you guys the comedians?
Not really. Actually, I don't think we've ever done a joke on stage.
No, we're really serious when we perform.
Yeah, but like the musician sometimes who has to tell a knock knock joke between every song is drives
not every
crazy,
song, but you know
man.
Here and there you can tell a joke. You can tell a joke.
No. We don't do like the old school bluegrass band thing where we have the different bits worked out and everything like that.
That would be awesome. If you guys did that, that would be ridiculous.
Actually, I have a couple that I've been wanting to work out with them, but they haven't learned them yet.
Oh, that would be awesome.
You want to teach them right now?
I can do that. Teach them one. okay, let's see. What's a really good one that's good and clean for the radio? So.
Yeah, what's a good clean
So, one? Mr. Zach, I went up to that girl the other day, that beautiful little girl I've been dating, and I got down on one knee, and I asked her to marry me. And you know what she said?
What'd she say, Vinny?
She said, no, I don't know.
No, I don't know.
She said no, too. We really do have to work on this.
Yeah, but just a little bit. Just a little tweak. Just a little tweak.
Hey, once we release the new album, I think we'll be ready to go.
Yeah. What's up with the album? Yeah, let's get to the important stuff. What's up with the album?
We've been recording in a minimum wage studio with Lance Kohler down in the heart of Oregon Hill, Virginia.
Great guy.
Actually, on the block I grew up on.
Oh, yeah?
Oh,
yeah.
Cool, man.
Yeah. Well, that was like an alleyway, though.
Well, yeah, that's our other alley story, I guess. Yeah. It was in the alleyway of the block I grew up on.
You grew up in an alleyway?
Well, in front of an alleyway.
Oh. He hung out in the alleyway.
Out in the alleyway, yes. Anyway, we've been recording down there. We have all the rough cuts done and a lot of the lead work. We got about two more short sessions in there, and we should be able to release the album, which is going to be called Burning the Breeze.
This year.
Maybe
November,
at most.
Maybe December.
Hopefully November.
Yeah.
Man, with all the talent in this city, if anybody blows up and like takes the city with them, Lance is gonna end up being like a legend. Like he'll be like Rick Rubin of like Richmond. Like he's worked with everybody.
He's a real nice guy. He's real nice to work with.
You never half the bands that come on the show are you know, do their stuff at minimum wage, and just always wonderful, wonderful things to say about it, you know.
Yeah.
Definitely, definitely. So it's right by the house you grew up in. Are you ever tempted to, like, go knock on the door?
Actually, I know the guy. Around? I know the guy who lives in the house where I used to live now. He's a local Richmond artist, Paul Teeples.
Mm. Oh, cool. Do you like what he's done with the place?
I haven't been in since he's bought it, actually. But I figure it's probably pretty nice inside. I mean, used to
be. Hey, you should go check it out. See what he's done with the place.
It's
Wes, you have a long, illustrious history in Oregon Hill, don't you? You lived in, what, 3 different houses?
In 4 if you count 4. Places I spent a lot of time. 5 if you count my high school.
I don't count either of those.
Okay. I lived in 3 places on Laurel Street, on South Laurel. Lived at 320, I believe it was like 814. I lived there for a little while. And also lived on China Street for a little while.
Mm.
And they both went to high school together at Open High.
Yeah, Zach and I went to high school
in
together.
In Oregon Hills. Huh. It's pretty cool.
Do you have a message for the people living in those homes now, if they're listening?
None of the people I know still live there. It's all
college
VCU
students.
Yeah.
They, like, ran out.
It's already been cleaned
when
up.
When I lived there, it was all, you know, gunshots and rednecks and people raising chickens in their backyard. And I'll never
Chickens!
I'll never forget sitting out on my front porch one night, and there was this guy across the street, and he was sitting there drinking a case of beer, and his buddy, and his buddy was, he walked out clutching his gut, and you could see blood coming down from it. And he walks out, and this one guy looks up the other, and he goes, "Man, what happened to you?" And the other guy looks down and says, "That woman done stabbed me again." now, the main point of that is the again.
Yeah.
And so his friend asked, "Well, do you need to go to the hospital?" And the guy said, "No, just hand me another beer." So that's the Oregon Hill I grew up in, which is quite different than how it is now.
It sounds wonderful.
Actually, I mean, there was history there, man. A lot of those families.
It was a real neighborhood.
You guys grew up, you know, your parents grew up with the other parents on that block. I mean, and for generations, right?
Actually, I lived down there with my dad, who was actually from New Jersey.
But
everybody else knew each other. It was a real neighborhood back when I was a kid, which was real nice.
Cool.
All right, well, we do have to take another little break, play a tune, but don't worry, don't you worry. We're going to be back with more live tunes from Red Light Rodeo, and we're talking to the guys. But right now, this is The Kindling Kind with Wild Child.
She's just a wild child.
Into the night, raging progression.
Radio Rubber Room. It's the best thing on the air every Thursday at 10 p.m. on 102.9 FM and 1430 AM. Now made with 100% more radio.
This is Bradley Rockwell, and you're listening to Radio Rubber Room, WHAN something. Hit me up with those numbers, Derek.
That is WHAN 1430 AM and 102.9 FM. What's going on, guy?
You know, the same old thing, working on new projects and that kind of thing.
Yeah, you never stop, man. I don't even know.
Dude, are you stoked for Screamageddon or what?
Yeah, that is pretty much my new thing going on here in Richmond is the Screamageddon, man. The rock and roll challenge.
This is your first headlining gig in quite some time, right?
You know, in Richmond, I've been doing a lot of things in, like, Australia and Germany.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. They've got a really heavy scene there.
Nice. Yeah, what have you been doing there?
You know, like, super industrial metal, that kind of thing. Electric dance metal.
What's the difference between super industrial and just regular industrial?
You know, it's like hyped up. It's like if you're on those things that make your muscles better.
Steroids?
Oh yeah, man.
Steroids.
Sorry,
if you were on androids.
I'm all hopped up on baked potatoes, man.
Oh, were you listening to the show earlier, huh?
No, that's like an old trick, man. I've known that for years. Sometimes you just get the whole powdered mashed jank and it's like super awesome. The garlic and oregano, you could just swallow the whole thing. Go all wilding out.
Where's the craziest place you ended up after having a bender on baked potatoes?
Nebraska. I never wanted to go there. And then I like woke up in this cornfield. I found this local boy and I was like, where am I? And pardon me for this American, but he was all like, you're in Nebraska. And I was like, oh my God. I'm dirty now. I'm ruined for life.
Well, you made it past that.
Yeah, it was like...
You moved on.
It wasn't a big deal. I cleaned up.
I bet you blew their minds.
I showered after that, which was another historic thing. There was an HBO special on it, I think.
It was BO special. It was a BO special.
Oh, yeah. It was something like that. I know it attracted a lot of revenue.
So, Bradley, we have a band in here tonight. And, you know, you being... What's your title?
Greatest Rocker Ever Lived.
The Greatest Rocker What Ever Lived. Do you have any questions for Red Light Rodeo?
Yeah, you know, I was thinking of some questions on my way in here. Like, have you guys ever considered, like, having a harp in the background? Like, that just seems to be like an instrument that not a lot of people bust out. Maybe it could be really rocking.
It's like a blues harp or like a string harp?
Like one of those big old things that's like a half a heart shape.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, we've considered a lot of things for a while. We're going to have a sitar player, but we couldn't find a good one in Richmond.
Maybe you could adopt one from...
Did you find someone who actually did play just not well? Or?
No, we couldn't find anybody, actually.
Not anybody?
No.
And we're actually still on the look.
We really came up with that idea on a late night after a long tour, so it was probably not the most, you know, well-informed decision ever. But
well, maybe it's like you guys could, like, adopt a child from India or something and raise him totally on sitar.
Well, do you know one?
You know, I'm sure that Christian Children's Fund will help you out.
You know,
yeah, we'll look into that.
We've all been trying to adopt children for a long time, and they will just not have it.
Imagine if you...
I feel like there's got to be somebody in the city who at least dabbles on one or has one.
Oh, I'm sure. Down at the Candyland Music, Todd Woodson. He used to run that place. He used to have a sitar.
But he didn't play it.
No, he was a drummer. Really, really great drummer. Mm-hmm. But not a sitar player.
Gets us no closer to our goal.
Yeah.
have you guys ever considered having, like, a percussion section of some kind? Because I know this guy, and back in the 70s, he sold his soul to the devil to be the best washboard player that ever lived.
No, we were actually really particularly against washboard players. Washboard and ukulele are both instruments that we try to steer clear of.
Why is that?
And accordions, apparently.
Just found that out tonight.
Yeah, just found
Maybe those crusty train hoppers are always playing like three string ukuleles and scratching on a washboard, if you can even call it that. So it's it's our mortal enemies.
Sometimes they play accordions too.
We're somewhat kind of anti-crust. If you look at our general hygiene and our style of dress and whatnot, we try to put on a good clean
appearance.
And
methods of transportation, for that matter, too.
Yeah, we tend to use a car.
Nice. I've always thought that the stand-up bass is the most diabolical instrument.
For sure.
Could you give me a little, the villain's right around the corner and he's coming to get me. Imperial March.
I didn't think they had Star Wars over in England.
You know, that is like what their main religion is based off is Star Wars. Oh. Worship the Jedi. We do live by the Jedi code. You know, another thing that I was wondering, there's a lot of singing going on. Maybe it could really, boost your thing in there if, you had someone in the background who's like, way down low.
Well, actually, I know a great bass singer, but unfortunately he lives in West Virginia instead of here in East Virginia.
Real Virginia.
Yeah, regular Virginia. Virginia, original flavor.
Southern Virginia.
Maybe you could, adopt him and have him come over here.
Well, Bill's only about, 30 or 40 years older than me, but I'll see what I can do.
That's the best kind of guy to adopt because he's, wise. He probably has his own source of income, that kind of thing.
Yeah, he does. He's a real nice guy, too.
He's probably singing, you need help around the house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I just got to argue with his wife about that, but I'll see what I can do before next time, man.
So you guys hate accordions and ukuleles.
Well, no, one of us hates accordions.
Yeah,
and you also
the other two want to
learn how to play
them.
You're not interested in a stand-up harp, and there's no good enough bass players. What about jug or something?
I play a little bit of jug, but it's hard to play jug and sing and play guitar at the same time.
How much skill does it take to play a jug?
It depends on how much you want to do. I mean, a lot of people can just do the basic, do kind of stuff. And then just my buddy Dom Flemons in the Carolina Chocolate Drops, who's a really accomplished jug player and can actually do scales and even leads on jug.
I wonder if they have a pedal that you can plug your jug in and give it a whammy.
The electric jug.
That would be really
electric
cool.
Jug music.
Well, there was a band in the 60s that had electric jug.
That really?
Was the 13th floor
elevator. Yeah.
I feel like if you fill it with different things, you'll get really cool sounds.
I definitely know that if you put mercury in your drug, not only do you have a cool sound, but
you also die earlier.
Buzzed, man.
What, relaxation. Put a little relaxation in your drug.
Yeah, some relaxation juice, yeah.
You know, that band, the 13th floor elevators, they came from an idea that was mine. It was the 12th floor elevators. We just didn't have any talent back then. But those guys from the 13th floor, they did the right thing.
They went one step higher and played a little better. All right.
You know what? Do you guys ever like to listen to any other kind of bands like that,
Oh, I listen to all sorts of stuff. I think everybody in the band really does.
Which is your favorite Britney Spears album?
Britney Spears. They're all so good.
What's your favorite, Radley?
You know, it's the one that I produced. It was Touch. So, yeah, I've listened to them all,
So you produced that?
Yeah, I believe it was me, man. I recognize how I produced it.
So, you recognize your work?
So if we fact check that right now,
if it wasn't exactly me, it was like the actual producer and me, we were shining. We were in the middle of a telepathical thing.
Oh yeah.
And he learned how to do it through me.
So, but did you actually physically come in contact with him? Were you ever in the same room as him?
Most likely what it is, when he was young, I grazed his hand or something with my hand. And all the talent, connected. That's all it takes, is if you just graze my skin.
So, but with all that being said...
Is that why
you
won't let me touch you?
Why do you think I wear all this leather?
did you actually make it into the liner notes with a production credit on that?
Most likely, Brittany, when she was young and I was like, this is how you get famous, you gotta do Disney, That is like the biggest thing there is now. And she was like, you know, Radley, she had a young girl voice, but she was like, I believe that your path is the right path. I will be famous if I follow. And I was like, great, like, you'll get involved with some really good musicians like Timberlake, you know, do some really good things, you know, probably gonna date some boys that you don't want to remember, that kind of thing. Shave your head, you know. I know I shaved my head at one point in the 60s and I always regretted it.
You gotta lay off the potatoes.
Yeah, chill out, dude. Oh, you are on the razor's edge. Potatoes and the ghost peppers.
You know, I'm gonna eat a little more potatoes right now. Oh, I love them, man.
He just swallowed 6 potatoes. So wow, one swallow. Good job, buddy.
You know, I pop them in like they're ibuprofen.
All right, Mr. Radley, it is about time to go. It is about time to go. The police are on the way. So they're going to be here any minute.
Remember to look for the Screamageddon sometime in the first week of December. Somewhere in Richmond, most likely.
So, very nice, very nice. But other than that, anything else big you got coming up, sir?
You know, except for like things across the pond that are way bigger than what's going on here in America.
Would you like to introduce the next song?
You know, I would be more than happy to introduce the next song.
Thank you, Radley.
The next song is by Mule. It's called Torn Down.
Boom.
Simon, and you're listening to Radio Rubber Room. It's so cool. You guys are awesome. It's Radio Rubber Room. It's a show that doesn't have any S's in it.
Losing weight can be difficult. Fat layers build up over the years, and over time lodge in your brain, causing stupidness and smelly ear fungus. If you are overweight, a new diet is available that is sure to help you lose that undesirable blubber. The East Africa Diet. The East Africa Diet uses proven science to help you lose weight fast. Scientific evidence shows that the East Africa Diet is the quickest, most effective diet on the market. Enjoy 2 or 3 delicious meals a week. Many to choose from, including dirt, several grains of rice, flies from face, and nothing. One in 45 East Africa diets comes with scraps from dead bird that died overhead. Your diet will be supported by rigorous exercises like dig hole to find meal grubs, walk 60 miles for sip of water, and run from lion. Dieters are encouraged to spend 8 to 10 hours a day in the hot sun or near some other plus 100 degree heat source. The East Africa diet guarantees success. Want an accelerated program? Ask how you can get a jar of mosquitoes directly from East Africa. East Africa diet may cause hallucinations, extended belly, tight skin, bulging eyeballs, impotency, reduced desire to survive, and flies on face.
Hi, this is Simon's mom, and I'm here to talk to you about the Camel. The Camel is located at 1621 West Broad Street. They serve their delicious menu until 2 p.m. every night. They also have 28 taps dedicated to local and craft beer. And they always have a fantastic lineup of great live music. Everything a good Richmonder needs to have a great time. To keep up with events and their live music lineup, search for and like The Camel on Facebook or visit www.thecamel.org. Camel, 1621 West Broad Street in RBA.
Welcome back to Radio Rubber Room. If you are still listening, that means bomb your building did not go off by accident. For you, I am very happy. Enjoy the show.
Alright, this one goes out to a couple of my ex-girlfriends.
I was on my way, then you came by that day. Kept pouring me drink after drink. I was having fun, but I didn't get nothing done. You didn't give me any time to think. But I could have been the king of the big time, and I could have been the star of the show. It's too late now, baby, I don't know what I'll do. I could have been somebody if it weren't for you. You always told me that I was nobody, and that's the best I'd ever been. Well, I'd smile and I'd say no need to remind me. I know it's clear for everyone to see. But I could have been the king of the big time, and I could have been the star of the show. It's too late now, baby, I don't know what I'll do. I could have been somebody if it weren't for you.
Yo!
big place thing. When I could have been the king of the big time, and I could have been the star of the show. It's too late now, honey, I don't know what I'll do. I could have been somebody if it weren't for you. I said I could have been somebody if it weren't for you.
Could have been somebody by Red Light Rodeo here on Radio Rubber Room. So, guys, you guys have been playing together for quite a while now. Is the songwriting a joint effort, lyrically, or?
Actually, we tend to write songs separately. Mm-hmm.
In fact, Vinny writes all the songs except I wrote the song before this one. That's the only one I've written for this band.
Yeah, beyond that, it's just a bunch of old honky tonk covers and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So.
Vinny's the poet of the band.
You are a poet, my friend.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
But the album's gonna be all original tunes, or is there gonna be any covers on there?
No, there's
two covers.
Two traditionals.
There's one "Drifting Too Far from the Shore," beautiful mm-hmm. gospel piece, and the other one is a Zach Miller over here once mislabeled it, thank you, as a sea shanty, but it's actually not. It's a folk-soul ballad to be...
Burn.
I'm not
going
to be specific.
Was that necessary?
It was. So that was a song that was...
What's the difference between those two?
Okay,
let's educate the people.
Okay, sea shanty is a work song. They tend to be call and response. A quick example, Leave Her Johnny, too. Well, times are hard and the wages low. Leave her, Johnny, leave her. I guess it's time for us to go. Time for us to leave her. So the Leave Her, Johnny, leave her, and Time for Us to Leave Her would be sung by the entire crew.
That's a sea shanty.
Yeah, that's a shanty. Okay. So that's a work song. A fo'c'sle ballad would be something that the sailors would play in the fo'c'sle, the front structure in the ship, sort of after hours, you know, while they're having their grog and whatnot. Lots of ballads and, you know, songs about, you know, missing girls and stuff like that.
Mm. Oh, cool.
So, there you go.
Any particular writing style? Because the writing style stays traditional, mostly, correct? Mm-hmm. Any particular styles you prefer, though?
As far as writing, I really pretty much stick to gospel, honky-tonk kind of stuff, and just good down-home folk music.
Mm-hmm. What do you think of the Matthew E. White album?
I actually haven't had a chance to listen to that yet.
Oh, okay, cool. It's kind of gospel-y, man.
Yeah, so. I've been meaning to check it out, but I haven't had a chance yet.
Yeah, it's interesting. Matthew White, he got reviewed in Rolling Stone, which I thought was cool, man.
Yeah.
It's good to see Richmond getting some love, man, across the board. Yeah.
So. Definitely. There's a lot of good music in Richmond.
Oh, man, tons. Sometimes I think that there's more talent here than actual fans to see the talent.
I can attest for that because most of the times when we have a good show, it's all of our musician friends there. Not that our real friends don't come out too, but no, there's definitely a lot of musicians that come to see other musicians in this town.
What's that say about the talent level, though, man? Because, you know...
It's good.
Dude, you go to some other cities, I won't say any names here, but you know, a lot of these musicians are too good to be the good musicians are too good to be seen.
Like every city in Nebraska.
Yeah, right.
Clearly. They actually have musicians in Nebraska. That's a new development as far as I know.
They all play electric jazz.
So as far as everyone going out, all you know, bands going out to see each other's shows, you think that have you seen that kind of changing in Richmond where it's happening more and more? Or has it always been like that in your guys' perspective?
I guess I've been playing the Richmond music scene the longest out of either of us.
Yeah,
I
should speak to that.
I played in a band called Think when I was in high school, and we had a good run for like 5 or 6 years there. And pretty much my entire time, it's definitely been big attendance by other musicians. We always got big support from other musicians. They always came up to see us. We go see them, try to keep a good balance going there. But I definitely think Richmond has an amazing potential, and it's still growing.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of a delicate ecosystem when you think about it.
It is.
Musicians going out to see musicians because we're all broke.
Yeah.
I feel sorry for the bars.
Yeah, the bars lose out on that.
But yeah, we definitely get good support from our friends,
including Zach Miller's other band, the Green Boys, they come out to a lot of our shows.
They come
shows.
Out and might sit in with us sometimes.
Kind of heckle us a little bit, you know, but we know it's playful, so.
Yeah, exactly. And then Zach's bandmates will come out as
I show up there and pepper their beers, so you know.
I saw you guys, the Green Boys, for the first time recently.
Oh, yeah? Where was that?
On the Rocks.
On the Rocks. That was a lot of fun. Yeah.
That was my first time there.
Yeah, we didn't know what to expect, but,
anything else?
Yeah. Where are we going with this?
It's good.
Yeah, we saw him.
You have a good time? Did you,
I had waffles. I don't know.
Oh, okay. That's good.
I mean, it's interesting, though, because a lot of these bands usually play a lot more centered in the fan area in general, I would say. Around the Camel is an oasis of sorts, and so it is always interesting.
No pun intended.
When you make the written
on the building.
Yeah, exactly. Social oasis. When you make the sojourn down into the bottom and see who shows up, it's cool.
It's a totally different scene.
Yeah, it is. It's a really different scene, but we enjoyed it, for sure.
But I think that's growing. I mean, they got a bunch of new lofts and warehouses that they're still turning into condos. I think that there's going to be a good scene down there, and I'm actually really stoked to see bands getting down to the bottom, because when Alley Cats closed, it was like, what's the point? I mean, nobody's playing music past Shanae anyway, so... Mm-hmm. But what's good for the bottom is good for Richmond in general, and what's good for everybody.
Yeah, so. I mean, if it's a whole different group of people, that's great for us. Like you said, we're always looking for more people that are not our friends and musicians to be coming out to the show. Because
our musician friends don't give good tips.
Now, do you think, you just don't, of course, want just, musician friends and other friends coming out to shows. You want people that don't know you hearing about you too and hearing about you. And there's a lot of bands in the city that are doing that more and more and more and more.
That's why we're here.
Yeah, exactly. But what's some of the ways you think we can reach that audience that isn't tapped in? Because I feel
or
like
how do you guys do that?
We found that going out of town a lot. We do these little weekend and more than a weekend runs. Go to Charlottesville, Crozet, Scottsville, Nellie's Ford, Nelson County area.
And I'll tell you that the best, absolute best crowd we've found is out in Scottsville. We've developed a really big following out there. A lot of real nice people, and actually, it was pretty recently Zach and I were heading to a gig out in Charlottesville, but we ran through Scottsville first, and we went to the opening of a brewery, and actually the same brewery that we're playing next Sunday.
James River Brewery.
James River Brewery. And we showed up, and we got the absolute star treatment, and we got showed around the brewery. And
they actually forced us to get on stage and play songs for them.
Which felt absolutely great. And so
it was kind of ridiculous. It was very fun.
Part of our sort of spiritual home is out in Scottsville.
Before the set, actually?
We
were playing in Charlottesville. We just rolled through Scottsville before the gig.
And there's another band
at the brewery.
There's another band playing there for their opening, and they're like, oh, hey, it's the Red Light Rodeo Boys. You guys got to get up and play a couple. So
yeah, that's cool, man.
All right, I guess we'll go play a couple.
That's really cool.
You did give us a free tour.
I guess we kind of got to.
So, whenever I'm hearing like folksy music, like you guys with the harmonizing and stuff, I always think about like homemade sort of instruments. Like I heard you guys talking to Radley about washboards and like gut bass. Have you guys ever like considered another kind of instrument that maybe you could invent that fits into that genre?
Well, I tell you, actually talking about making instruments at home, my mom's a luthier, which is the somebody who makes and prepares stringed instruments.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
cool.
And she recently made a stunning mandolin that my buddy over here, Miller, the mandolin player, absolutely loves.
Yeah. And she's actually pretty upset. Both Wes and Zach's dad and Wes's mom make instruments, and they both made mandolins.
And they both made really good instruments.
My parents are worthless in this regard.
Mom, why couldn't you make
me my homemade instrument?
But Zach's parents didn't beat him like I always did.
Yeah.
So it's a fair trade.
Yeah, you look a little more...
Seriously, so Wes's mom does banjos and mandolins, and Zach's dad's made just about everything under the sun. Yeah, Hawaiian guitars,
basses.
He's met some really wonderful archtop guitarists. Yeah, I used to have one that Zach lent me, and I was really sad when I had to give it back to him.
he's got a term, he calls his stuff Bubba Caster.
Oh yeah, the Bubba Casters are great. It's they look like Telecasters, but they have Lindy Fralin pickups. By the way, Zach over here he works for Lindy Fralin winding pickups.
Oh nice.
That's what I do.
Almost missed our last gig for it.
Yeah.
Shoved the screwdriver into his finger by accident.
Oh
yeah.
But he toughed it out.
Yeah, he manned up.
Just a little bit of super glue, man. It goes a long way.
And that was a trooper. That was a double gig day for that guy, because that was earlier on the same day of the Bell's CD release. So,
oh yeah.
And he toughed it out, man. He came and played.
You guys ripped it that night.
That was a fun night, man. That was I think we actually broke some records at the Camel. I heard.
Really? It looked like you had to have, because it was like, you know, out the door just overflowing that night, and
it started early too. An hour before music started, there was a line of people out the door. I couldn't believe it.
And you guys had a ton of people sitting in with you guys too that night.
We had Mark Ingraham and Gordon Jones. We had Stephen Keister on pedal steel. We had Joey Chuchi on organ, and then we also had the whole Shack Band come up and sit in too. It was wild. Oh, and Dusty was up there kind of narrating the night for us.
Oh, cool.
He wasn't invited, but let him do it.
Didn't have really a choice. Well, it is time to take another little break, play a song. We're going to be back with one more tune from Red Light Rodeo. But speaking of the Shack Band, this is the Shack Band with Before It's Over.
Are you ready?
Go ahead, Radley.
I'm Radley. Radley Rockwell, man. The greatest rocker who ever walked the earth. Do you have any idea where I am right now?
Radio Rubber Room.
Radio Rubber Room, is it? Oh, yeah, man. Radio Rubber Room. And the Radley Rockwell Radio Rubber Room Hour. 10 to midnight. Every Thursday. On 102.9 FM.
Motion Picture Association comes a Grandpa's Tool Shed production.
Hey, Lexington, you better punch back in, buddy. We just got a huge order that needs to be delivered to the local all-female college dormitory in 30 minutes or less.
Aw, shucks. I'm never going to be a famous movie director when I keep getting stuck working at this crummy job.
He was a nerdy pizza delivery boy with a video camera and a vengeance.
Hiya. I've got 100 pizzas here for a Miss Veronica Swallows.
Veronica, your pizzas are here.
She was an aspiring theater major at the local community college with a passion for pepperoni.
Oh dear, how will I ever afford all these pizzas?
There will be action. There will be adventure. There will be a donkey. And a chicken. In this year's biggest romantic comedy blockbuster.
Silly me. Look, Veronica, I've gotten pizza sauce all down my cleavage.
Well then, I guess we can't let that go to waste now, can we?
Oh,
pizza sauce. Oh,
what are you going to do with that pepperoni?
Cheesy.
This summer, Ron Lexington, Veronica Swallows, Bunny Givens, and introducing newcomer, Hung Lee.
Who ordered Chinese food?
In college co-ed webcam audience, 18.
This film is not yet rated.
Yoga, long since known as an art form to balance the body and mind. Well, that's great for the ladies and sissy boys, but what about the manly men?
Yeah!
I'm 80s heavy metal band Vomit's bassist and retired Triple C Wrestling League champion, Viper Cobra. And you may not know this, but I am an extreme yoga professional.
Yoga professional!
Now my moves are available for you to master. The Viper Cobra's badass yoga studio is now open.
So extreme!
There will be no mountain salutations or downward facing dog in my program. Try moves like take your foot and put it on the ceiling. I don't care how you get it there, just get it there.
Yeah!
You're gonna stretch until you bleed. Don't think you can stretch that much? Wait till I burn you with cigarettes.
Yeah!
I keep the walls of my yoga dojo lined with Rottweilers, who have been listening to Godsmack 24/7.
They're foaming at the mouth.
This raises the intensity level to the max.
To the max.
Extreme. I spent the 90s in San Quentin perfecting my signature moves, like birth a baby polar bear.
Yeah!
And squeeze a scorpion in your fist.
Extreme!
Stretch till it hurts, then punch yourself in the stomach repeatedly. Grab both ears and stretch them out as far from your head as possible.
So extreme.
Make sure to keep breathing like a heaving vulture. Extreme.
Yeah.
Extreme.
Yeah.
Here at Viper Cobra's badass yoga studio, you're gonna bend over backwards and lick the ground. Or I'm gonna throw an angry snake at your face.
Snake at your face.
Extreme.
Yeah,
we're gonna inject protein shakes right in your chest.
Yeah.
Right in your chest.
Protein shake.
Protein shake.
Protein shake.
Directly into your chest.
Extreme.
Yeah.
Radio Rubber Room, your source for local music and comedy. Live on WHAN every Thursday from 10 to midnight. Also, as a podcast, www.radiorubberroom.podbean.com. Now back to the show.
King and I had the ace, put it through two more right in my face. Took my last nickel, now I'm bound to die. I was young when I learned the art. He was an old man with no heart. Saw that I was just out on a spree. I played well, fell for a spell. Now I've got the game because I'm going to hell. All the same, it's just the end of me. Every time I'm like a smile, all the same, the ship is gone to sail.
Yeah.
all my mercy on one last dram. You wanna know just where I am? I'm where I met her for hard to cry. Yeah, loose and I had the ace, but it threw two more right in my face. Turned my last nickel, now I'm bound to die. Well, come on, Lord, shine down on me. This ain't the way it's meant to be. Nobody now, man, can only try. Now, I did take pity and a preacher pray. I got one more word to say. Ain't time for that word to be goodbye.
Gambler here on Radio Rubber Room with Red Light Rodeo.
You guys are fantastic musicians, man, and definitely excellent songwriters.
Well, thank you very much.
Yeah, now, I see that on October 14th, I know we talked about it, you guys will be playing with the Inflatables at the Camel.
That's right.
Are there any other bands that you really, really like playing with
out there? Well, we definitely have a good connection with the Green Boys, seeing as we're a little bit sort of permeable.
As well as with the Inflatables.
As well as with the Inflatables, really. There haven't been that many other bands, really, that we've played with often enough to say we enjoy playing with them.
Now, are there any bands out there around Richmond or the surrounding areas that you'd really like to gig with that you haven't yet?
That's a tough question.
From time to time, yeah. I mean, if we put something big together at a place like the Camel, it would be cool to get, you know, what, James River Band and...
Yeah,
Green Boys kind of thing, you know, a bunch of the bluegrass.
Yeah, definitely James River Band.
River City Band.
River City Band.
Some good old bluegrass.
What was the name again of that band that we saw down at, it was like Appalachian, but it's spelled different, or Relaxation.
Relaxation.
Yeah, we're friends with those guys.
Yeah, yeah, we saw a show and really enjoyed what they did.
Love those guys.
So I really like to play with them.
All of them.
Yeah, great guys.
Actually, before we leave, let me write down, you know, their numbers.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, man. Because love to see you guys.
We really, really enjoy their stuff.
Yeah, if you guys get up with them, let us know, because we'd love to be there, man. We'd love to come hang out and check you guys out. So. Yeah, and they're I know that they do a lot down in, like, I guess Blackwell or around, like... the college, whatever that place is called, Virginia Tech. That's right. So, and you guys get out a lot. There's a lot to offer musicians, not only in the city, but, you know, they're not huge gigs, and obviously it doesn't pay well, but there's a lot of small little pockets and communities that really, really appreciate live music.
Well, like we were talking about Scottsville, I mean, sometimes that's just the right market for you. So... places like that we're trying to find. Again, we've only been together for, you know, a fairly short time, but hopefully we can get out there and find some more little places where we can get little enclaves going and people who enjoy us.
Maybe
we
Abingdon's can, really good.
Abingdon? Okay, yeah.
Maybe we can start to work on like a Radio Rubber Room bluegrass type A Mighty Wind situation.
Yes!
Like a whole Bring Richmond Together.
O's.
You guys should do, like, the Virginia Cirrhosis Tour and tour, like, all of the breweries in, like, a summer. That'd be pretty cool. Awesome.
Do we have to have cirrhosis to do it? Because we're working on it.
Isn't that what we do? only one of us has that so far.
We'll do, like,
For the listeners at home, Wes raised his hand.
I would like to point out that a frightening percentage of Wes's original songs involve or are centered around alcohol. So.
If you look at it, actually, a good 90% of the songs we do feature whiskey.
Yeah.
The rest are gospel.
So why are you shooting Jaeger, man, if they're featuring whiskey? What kind of a songwriter are you?
Well, I mean, see, the Jaeger is a tradition. It's a coming together. Right. Of course, in Germany, Jaeger is still treated as a cough medicine. Which is why we drank it together, to make sure we don't cough during a gig.
Oh.
But mostly, when I'm by myself, I drink whiskey, and when I'm playing a gig, I drink gin. The rest of the time, I drink beer or absinthe.
Do you guys think that maybe if you took like a shot of Tuaca before a show, it would be like a totally different
vibe? No, I tell you, though, I'm really interested. I want to ask you guys if I can get some of that relaxation juice. That sounds really up my alley.
Yeah, it's like it's
we're
all
not allowed to tell you. Hey,
can I not wink, wink? Get some of that from you guys.
They sell it in Micronesia.
It costs 25 G's for one sip.
Yeah. Well, what is it?
It's totally worth it.
Okay, all right, I'll go for it.
You got the 25,000 up front.
Oh, geez, like that. Yeah, oh, no, yeah. I thought you meant like, you know, geez, like, you know, grains of rice or something.
Yeah.
No, like you had that ad about, you know, poverty and starvation earlier.
Oh, yes.
More about fad diets. It was more about fad diets.
Well,
Sean also accepts buttons and paper clips. Diet?
That's a new one, too. You eat like a caveman did.
Oh, yeah.
You know, nothing you can cook, meat.
You just like,
are we talking that, about diets? Because I saw one months. Where they give you a coffee enema. Ooh. Just so you know.
I get a coffee enema every other week.
Enema.
Just so you know. it gets you wired for like a month.
I have a reverse coffee enema every morning.
That week is that the day is up because you just have a glow about you.
I know. Yeah. I feel great. You know, goes well with a baked potato enema. Oh. Get really messed up and be like super wired.
Fantastic. So, guys, we are coming up on the end of the program here very soon. You want to let everyone know, just who hasn't known yet, you know, what you got coming up, where they can find you?
Zach, why don't you let us know?
Tell me the Facebook, and I'm going to friend you now.
All right, well, it's Red Light Rodeo on Facebook.
Nice.
That's confusing.
Please find
it. I know it is, isn't it?
Have you guys ever heard of this? How do you spell light?
Oh, go ahead.
First thing
coming L-I-G-H-T.
Have you guys ever heard of this band? They're from the 70s. They're called The Police.
Oh, yeah.
They do a song about this girl called Roxanne, and I'm wondering, like, what's y'all's interpretation of the red light? Like, you don't have to turn it on.
Well, like the red light in Amsterdam.
It's got double entendre there. It's red light is in the old red light districts, and also it's red light is in red light at a stop sign. So, you know, basically there's no true meaning behind the name, or at least not that we'll tell you.
We just wanted something.
Continuing my tradition of not saying things on the radio.
This is not your first rodeo.
You guys should name your
not my not first at all. Rodeo.
You guys should name your album Donkey Punch.
We eventually came across this old Western saying called "burning the breeze," which means to.
I thought that was farting at first.
No, it's not farting. It means to ride a horse at full speed.
It always burns
speed.
A little bit for me.
I burn like the breeze though. Every day.
Yeah, when he explained it, I was like, no, that's cool. We can do that.
Yeah, at first Miller was a little bit kind of iffy about the title, but as soon as he knew it wasn't fart-related, he really got on board with it.
Not into the flatulence, huh?
Yeah. So. Well, it's an actual rodeo term. We wanted a rodeo term. So.
Do you guys have any good costume ideas? Like, maybe y'all are working together this year for Halloween or something? Like,
For Halloween, I don't think we're going to be together, but personally, I was thinking of dressing as a mugwump from Naked Lunch.
See, Wes likes to trick-or-treat on his own. We won't tell you why.
Yeah, well, you know.
Bag snatching.
Legal reasons.
Hey,
legal
if you're
reasons.
Like me, I'm a bag snatcher. I mean, little kids are easy prey.
It's true.
I just kick them over and take their bag.
Well, that's why I wear boots all the time.
Yeah. Oh, to kick kids?
I will let you in on the secret. Halloween, the Southern Bells are playing at Cary Street Cafe, and we're going to cover a very famous album by a very famous band that I'm not going to say right now.
And we sticks, will all be right? In some costumes. You guys are doing sticks.
Yeah.
Great.
What are you going to be for Halloween?
Well, if you pay me up front, I'm making Sean Austin masks for Halloween. It's $100 awesome. Up front. And I'm going to wear one of these masks as well. So for Halloween, I'm going to wear a Sean Austin mask.
So you're
going
to buy a $100 Sean Austin mask from yourself to wear?
Well, luckily, other people buying the mask will support me buying the mask. Because they really only cost pennies.
So are you guys going to do costumes, man? Southern Bells? Or?
Oh, yeah. It's a costume contest that night at Cary Street Cafe.
I'll tell you folks what bothers me, though, is Miller has not said what he's going to wear. He's got this, like, really devilish little smirk on his face. It's going to be French made, isn't it?
Big plans?
Make your bets. Place your bets. I will probably be at the Bell show myself. So.
Have you ever worn a French made outfit before? Is there a reason to
That's
ride?
That's a really personal
is
question.
Oh, wait a minute.
Is there a reason that he has some suspicion of
it? Is that a question for the whole band or just him? Well, personally, I can say no. I've never seen the other two in a French made outfit.
Him.
But,
okay.
Yeah. They might have.
No.
I was just wondering what aroused that conclusion.
Definitely not.
No? Okay.
Well, yeah, maybe you guys should like start experimenting with your music, and maybe you're controlled by the bolo tie, and if you like had a French maid session, it would be totally rocking, as far as you know.
Actually, that's an interesting, valid point. What bluegrass and folk music in this country has really been missing for the past 100 years has been a tradition of cross-dressing. I think for the next gig, we're all going to get some pantyhose and you know, high heels. Change the band uniform.
I think we are gearing up to do something equally silly because we will not be doing that. But I think we're working on a cool, pretty cool logo right now, like a kind of a, you know, like looks like an old school brand, an actual brand.
It's actually going to be a brand.
It's going to be a brand.
Oh, cool. So you're going to brand people when they come to this.
No. We were planning to get a tattoo.
The short answer is
get a matching tattoo of RLR, but I don't know if I'm in if it's actually a brand.
Well, no, we're actually going to get the tattoo. Just in the band. Them. And the brand we're going to use, you know, to brand people who come
into our
shows.
If we want
to
use it on other people, yeah.
Yeah. Fine. No, anybody who comes into our show, we're going to brand
it. It just costs $10. I've always wanted to be branded. It's a little waiver, and it's
$10 branding?
Yeah.
That's I feel like
no,
that's...
No, I like Sean's model. $100 for an RLR brand.
Yeah, I like that too. Yeah, yeah.
I think that's like a cool new trend that you could start a brand in.
I would just like to remind all you guys that Sean is poor as dirt. So,
well, we'll get Sean one for free.
Financial advice is probably a huge mistake.
I got like 90%.
What do you invest in, Sean, regularly? Do you want to give these guys some investment advice?
Records, mostly.
Yeah, that's good investment, though.
You know.
Wait, investing in buying records? Or?
Yeah. Vinyl records. Do you guys have a favorite vinyl record?
Oh, yeah. I have a bad habit myself.
Mm-hmm. Well, what's your favorite vinyl?
Mine?
Sure, yours. Yeah,
the self-titled Arzachel album.
Oh, okay.
It's pretty awesome.
It changes every week, by the way.
Zach?
Man, I've been listening to this Barefoot Jerry record a lot recently, and I do not know the title of it off the top of my head.
Miller?
Okay, while it is not my favorite to listen to at all, I have a Russian pressing of a 1989 Paula Abdul record.
I would totally listen to that, man.
It says Paula Abdul in Russian. Will it?
Can
I
come over?
Russian writing all over it. So I found that up at Plan 9. I was like, alright, I'll grab this.
Miller, can I come over to your house and listen to your Russian Paula Abdul record?
Absolutely.
Man. I have 13.
We'll make it happen.
Miller is short for Milskovich.
Yeah.
Awesome. I have 13 sealed copies of Whitney Houston's first album.
Can I get one of those?
Yeah, really. Sure. Can I get a couple of those? Actually, I'm an avid skeet shooter, and I wouldn't mind using those.
Too soon.
No, you're right. You're right. Well, personally, I really try to keep away from two things in life, and that's heroin and vinyl. And both of them are because I know I would get way too into them.
Yeah.
And I'd be out behind this radio station right now doing unspeakable things to any number of y'all for a little bit of money to buy
records.
Yeah, records. Or heroin, but I try to avoid both.
Sounds yeah, like man.
Good idea.
I went into deep grooves with Sean today, and it's an itch that I'd rather not have to scratch, man.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm on the potato diet right now just because I'm poor, so.
Just watch that potatoes, man. Watch that stuff.
I will. Through the alley from that place, it is hard to stop myself from just walking over there when I have free time. Very bad. Very bad.
All right, well, we are about out of time, but thanks a lot, you guys. Had a great time. This has been Red Light Rodeo. We got one more tune for you. This is Black Girls.
Hey, man.
Oh, good.
Thanks, guys. Thank you, guys.
Hey, well, I'd like to say thank you all, too, because we had a great time being here, and hope we can do it again sometime.
Absolutely.
Never.
I really like your comedy stuff. It really cracked me up. I wish we had a little laugh track for in between interviews where I was on the ground peeing myself laughing so hard.
Thanks.
Yeah,
man.
Sorry about that. We'll clean that up.
Yeah.
All right, guys.
Thank you, guys.
Black
Thank
girls.
You too.
Black girls, get off. Thank you.
I am on a drug. It's called Charlie Sheen. And it's not available because if you try it once, you will die. Your face will melt off and your children will weep over your exploded body.
A census taker once tried to test me. I ate his liver with some fava beans and a nice Chianti.
You're dealing with a Vatican assassin.
Here's Johnny.
Marijuana is not a drug. I used to suck coke.
I've seen him.
But that's an addiction, man.
I mean, what are they going to say, man, when he's gone, huh? Because he dies when it dies, man. When it dies, he dies.
God, there is no f***ing drummer better than Neil Peart.
What are they going to say about him? What are they going to say? He was a kind man?
Hey, Peter, just thought I'd check on you. Oh, my God!
Government came and took my baby!
Stay away from the crack, which I think is pretty good advice. Unless you can manage it socially.
Man, I was banging 7-gram rocks and finishing them because that's how I roll. I have one speed. I have one gear. Go. You know, I got tiger blood, man.
It ain't easy being cheesy.
You ever suck some dick marijuana?
No. No, I can't say I have.
I didn't think so.
What does that mean, you're wondering?
WHAN Ashland Richmond, W275 BQ Ashland, 1430 AM, and now 102.9 FM, WHAN.